Welcome to the Friday edition of In Case You Missed It. We're your host, Jason and Tony.
We put stuff on here in case you missed it.
In case you missed it, they told us why there are 10 hot dogs in a packet and only 8 hot dog buns. We finally know. We've had a lot of hot dog talk lately, and I promise this is the last hot dog story. I don't know why they keep popping up.
It's still summer, and I guess everybody loves hot dogs.
So if you've ever wondered why there are 10 hot dogs to a pack but only 8 buns in a bag, we have your answer. This is according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council.
Well, it's about time.
And that's a real thing.
I'm glad they have an explanation.
Wow. So, hot dogs are sold in 10 packs because producers of meat products selected that quantity when hot dogs started to sell at retail grocery stores in the 1940s.
Wow.
So, they're just stuck there. Buns and sandwich rolls are usually sold in 8 to a pack because the baking trays for the elongated buns are typically sized to fit that number. So, basically what they're saying is just easier for them to do it that way, and we've just got to be left with two extra wieners at the end.
No. That is not the answer.
That's not
the correct answer.
Oh, well, what do you have?
The reason is that pig lips and rectums are just bigger than wheat lips and rectums. So there's more raw material for the hot dogs than the buns.
I've never seen a wheat rectum before, but... Well, I guess that's where gluten comes from. Somebody got really mad at one of their coworkers, and this story involves boiling butter in someone's pants.
Ow.
Tony, I'd like for us to take a pledge together that we'll never do this, okay?
Okay, I'll pledge.
I solemnly swear that I'll never pour boiling butter down Jason's pants, and I will never pour boiling butter down Tony's pants.
Okay, there we go.
I solemnly swear. Okay.
All right.
That's what happened, man. There's a chef at a resort that got fired this week for bullying another chef he worked with and pouring boiling butter down his pants.
Oh, my gosh.
He poured it down his pants as a fun joke, he said. It's just fun. It's just boiling butter.
I tell you,
the guy ended up with the hospital, though, with burns.
I'll tell you how he could get out of it. He ought to say that he used, "I can't believe it's not butter."
No.
That way he could say, "It can't be butter."
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to believe because I can't believe it's not butter. So technically, I didn't put boiling butter down his pants.
Lawsuit settled.
Yeah. If it's not butter, you must acquit. Wait, that didn't even rhyme. With all the alien talk, Tony, our planetary leader,
Nanu,
came up with if the Upper Cumberland was its own planet. I don't know if you saw, but the guy who originally said, "Let's go storm Area 51," he's come out now that he was just joking. Sorry, bro, you can't put the cat back in the bag now. You can't JKLOL your way out of this one.
He's done opened Pandora's box.
But it has brought up a lot of talk about aliens. This Area 51 thing has. And
this week was like Alien Something Awareness Day.
Something like that.
Alien Week.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But what if, and then go with us on this, imagine it. The Upper Cumberland is its own planet, separate from the Earth. Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That would be the land of Upper Cumberlopatopia. That's what Tony has dubbed this new Upper Cumberland planet.
And you all are all residents of Upper Cumberlopatopia.
Who are some of the residents of Upper Cumberlopatopia, Tony?
I'm glad you asked.
Mm-hmm.
We are comprised of 4 alien species.
Really? Wow.
Species. Mm-hmm. What is it more than one species?
Species.
Is? Or there's more than
species.
Four? All of it?
Species, yeah.
Okay. The Jackson County Jedis, y'all are one of the species.
They can feel the force.
Jackson County Jedis are real tired looking people, a lot like a bloodhound, but you all smell more pleasant than a bloodhound smells. But it smells better with its nose than y'all do. Jackson County Jedi's.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Okay. Cookville is now Wookieville. That's how we talk right there. What Wookieville is comprised of a very hairy people, and y'all, after 3 in the afternoon, forget how to drive in Wookieville.
Amen.
Another species is the Baxter anus. That's on the backside of the Putnam County.
Oh, I'm Baxter.
And the last one I have here are the Hillhamians. Y'all are a people that love mud, and y'all oink when they're, instead of laugh. And if anyone steals, y'all squeal on them. Hillhamians. All people of the Upper Cumberlopatopia.
All right, there you go. Whole new planet just for us. Feels good, don't it? Found a new film strip. It's the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Ain't this interesting?
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of Area 51, which, ironically, was first built right here. It was first called Frank's Speed Saucer Factory. Frank's Speed Saucers were large discs that set in fields to feed cattle. Well, long ago, a fun joke was to climb up the fire tower and throw a feed saucer as far as it could go. Much like a frisbee, they could fly far. One night, someone was throwing feed saucers when it was shot down by a government fighter jet. Soon, the FBI and the CIA surrounded Frank's Feed Saucer Factory. They analyzed and probed each employee to find out which one of them was flying the saucer. The citizens tried to explain they were feed saucers, but the government confiscated each of the 51 feed saucers. They said they were going to make an area for each saucer in case it ever started flying again. 51 areas. That created jobs. That's how we looked at it. 51 areas that should always remind us of this great area right here in the Upper Cumberland. Nanu, nanu, shazbot.
Here's Tony's word of the day.
Ego.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Phillips combs. Phillips combs are what Phillips-headed screwdrivers use to fix their hair with. Phillips combs.
Last Tony's word of the day. And now, the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
His love was like a game of Scrabble. Every day, a new load of bull babble.
That's not a word, Tony.
I don't care. Yes, it is.
It doesn't count when you're playing the game, though, actually.
Hush. It's a word.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And of course, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
This one's really cool, man.
Well, let's have
There's it. A guy in Iowa. His name is Dale Schroeder. He worked as a carpenter for 67 years, never made much money.
Wow.
He also never had kids and never spent very much on himself. He was real frugal. His friends say he only had two pairs of jeans, work jeans and church jeans, but he was a very generous guy.
I like the sounds of old Dale.
Well, we're talking about him in the past tense because he passed away in 2005, but he's in the news now because over 30 people he never met just got together to pay tribute to him.
Okay,
here's why. Before Dale passed away, he told his buddy, who's a lawyer, that he wanted to do something good with his life savings. So his friend said, how much you got in there, Dale? Dale said, just under $3 million.
Wow, Dale.
One thing Dale always wished he'd have done was go to college, but he couldn't afford it when he was young. So they used the money to set up a scholarship fund for other kids who couldn't afford tuition, and he ended up paying for 33 total strangers to get a college education.
67 years hard working as a carpenter.
They call themselves Dale's Kids, and all 33 of them just got together this past Saturday to share stories and talk about how he totally transformed their lives. Dale's lawyer friend said the only thing he wanted was for them to pay it forward someday and be generous with somebody else.
Boy,
way to go, Dale.
His memory won't ever die.
Dale's Kids. That's cool, too.
That's great.
Dale, you are
real good.
Well, that wraps up the podcast for today. Thank y'all so much for listening to it. Be sure to share it, subscribe, and all that other stuff you're supposed to do with podcasts so it feeds our ego when people listen to it.
And we like our ego fed.
That's right. So thanks for listening to
In Case You Missed It.